Number 7 was storytelling and marketing communications update with Emily. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Turkey Slayer, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. For those listening in, my name is Emily Keel. I oversee the marketing, communications, and outreach efforts for this department. I have a very brief update for you today, about 5 minutes, on one of the most popular techniques in marketing communications today, something we've been doing a lot of over the last couple of years, and it's not overly complicated. It's telling stories. And it's really critically important in the relationship management field and in the marketing field, all with the goal of getting people outside, doing what they love, and trying something new while creating outdoor families. So we need to continue to inspire people not only to buy something that gets them outside recreating, but buy into the outdoors, further promote recruitment, retention, and reactivation of our customer bases. So why do we do this? How does it work? First, it requires us to pitch stories to the media and share through our GSP communications platforms to create positive coverage and help drive sales. Second, it's about getting other advocates and users to share our GSP story and our brand through their own personal experiences. For example, earlier this year, we asked Jen Johnson with Mitchell Chamber to write a story about her family and how they purchased a camper during COVID. They were not a camping family before COVID, but they wanted to escape the craziness, and they escaped to our state park. She told a story about how they love, you know, camping in parks near golf courses because her husband is an avid golfer. And in January of this year, they were already mapping out different state parks to tour in 2021 and finding out things to do there. So we ran that story in the digest to help inspire others. And we also shared it on our social media platforms as well as with traditional media outlets to further that coverage ahead of the 90-day reservation camping window in February. We also asked a couple commissioners, Chairman Olson and Commissioner Whitmire, back in February to help tell the story about the importance of the bounty program and the benefits to our youth and families to engage in this pastime and how that ties back to conservation. So thanks to both of you for your efforts in that piece. So storytelling, why we do this, is proven effective to engage our audiences and provide real-life experiences relative to our outdoor opportunities that we have here. Stories build connections. Those connections enhance customer relationships, and those relationships then foster trust and brand loyalty. Storytelling is simple. It's making sure people know what we do and why we do it, with the intent of the reader or listener to then experience, explore, and create memories of their own. Facts tell, and stories sell. I want to share a few other examples real quick where we're really tying in the storytelling with getting people to take action. So the outdoors are open, and they're open to everyone. That is a fundamental piece. It's a staple for us. We're going to continue to drive that message home. Trapping, that's an effective outdoor activity as well as a wildlife management tool. That's often misunderstood, and we'll continue to talk about that importance. We've also engaged a lot of staff to help with telling that story too. The Bison Center here in Custer State Park and the legacy story behind it. Something new that's exciting as well, we're going to be rolling out a new monthly habitat update, and we're going to be talking about habitat as much as we're talking about getting people outside. So special thanks to our communication staff for driving that. Personalizing our conservation officers. We've done this in the past, but we're going to re-engage that effort and really kick that off later this, probably late this month and into the summer and fall, and what makes them special, and why we need them to continue fostering landowner relationships while helping to put habitat on the ground. We'll tell that story of how they work with landowners to bridge habitat initiatives and access opportunities. Ways to donate with where the money goes and where it comes from. This is really trending right now. People care very much about where their money's going and how we're spending it. So that's something that we're going to continue to drive home as well. You heard Lisa talk about the Can-Am. We're going to continue to share that story with other manufacturers so that we can maybe get a boat to give away and fundraise, or a camper, or, as you heard, a motorcycle. So additionally, our communication staff is working on a local level, in particular with the Capital Journal, to share what's happening in our state parks with the folks on day use. That is something that we're trying to really promote and provide awareness of, you know, if folks can't find camping spots, what else can they do in our state parks? Our parks have a lot to offer, and the outdoor opportunities there are abound. So one of these stories is actually going to run tomorrow, and it's about fishing with Mom. I had a free fishing day on Sunday for Mother's Day, so just another reminder there. But that's really all I have for you. In your commission book, there is a one-page handout on kind of the life cycle of storytelling, if you will. That's something we're using now kind of as a guide to help us focus those storytelling aspects, keep them simple, relatable, meaningful, and familiar. Going forward, we're going to continue to engage staff on some of the stories that they have in their outdoor experiences as well as in their fields of work, and our users to help just tell the great stories of our awesome outdoor resources and opportunities that we have here in South Dakota. That's all I have. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to take those.
Outstanding. Anybody have any questions for Emily? Nice job. Keep up the good work. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you want to go on to number 8, Tom? We've got